South Africa's got a draft green paper on the development and promotion of tourism, proposing a series of measures that will help build a more inclusive tourism economy. The vast majority of tourism assets in South Africa are white-owned. There's a long legacy there. There are very high barriers to entry, and it costs a fortune to open up a boutique guesthouse in Davatakant or to buy a game farm. Many properties, of course, have been in families for generations. The guys at Airbnb think they may have at least part of the solution. Velma Cochran is the regional lead for Middle East and Africa at Airbnb, and Velma's on the line to us from Cape Town this evening. What are you proposing to government here, Velma?
So, Bruce, it's an absolute critical time for tourism. As you just said, it's important that tourism is sustainable and inclusive, and we think we can be part of the solution. So a platform like an Airbnb can enable anyone anywhere to make a bit of extra money and also to disperse tourism from sort of very kind of traditional hotspots like the Vatican into more lesser known areas. And that's critically important right now, especially given the cost of living crisis that we're going through. And so what we think, you know, what we're proposing is new rules for in South Africa that can enable everyday South Africans to really easily share homes, particularly historically disadvantaged people, and at the same time can give local authorities the data and the evidence that they need to clamp down on the activity, the kind of activity that they don't think is good for communities like speculators.
And what you're going to get, I mean, the speculators and people who were buying up Cape Town properties, for example, to do Airbnb lets, many of them would have got stung very badly in COVID. There were also the hotel groups, of course, which objected to Airbnb not being regulated in the same way. Hotel groups were kicking up a fuss about 3 or 4 years ago, if memory serves, saying, hold on a second, but it's not fair. I've got to be registered and regulated. Airbnb, anybody, Johnny come lately, can rent out a room in their house without any of the protections, a little goodies on the doors so that you can see if who's knocking on the door or the locks on the doors, that sort of protection stuff that exists in most commercial hotels. This is not going to be an easy fight for you, Velma. You're going to find some opposition, I suspect.
It's probably not going to be an easy fight, but I mean, I think what we've seen from our experience working with, you know, hundreds of governments around the world is that actually what we're proposing is a very simple online register where everybody who wants to do short-term rentals has to register. And then what you enable is sort of a sliding scale of regulation which distinguishes between, you know, ordinary or everyday hosts who are basically sharing their homes and those that are doing it more professionally and potentially, you know, speculators or people who are buying up properties and are, are not necessarily having a good impact in communities. And to be honest, I think this can be a win-win because what you're doing is you are putting in place regulations. So you're putting that whole question of is Airbnb being regulated to bed, but you're doing it in such a way that you are enabling more South Africans to make money from tourism, which we know is a good thing to do right now. But you're also addressing some of the concerns that local authorities are having about how do I know where the activity is taking place and how do I make sure that I can clamp down on bad actors.
Velma Cochran, thank you. The regional lead for Middle East and Africa at Airbnb.